In February of this year, StoryCorps visited Fort Wainwright as part of the Military Voices Initiative. Here, Nancy Grace sits down to talk with 93-year-old Nancy Lee Baker about her love of flying and how it led to her becoming a WASP, the first woman in history trained to fly American military aircraft during World War II. For her service, Nancy Lee Baker was recently awarded the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest civilian honor bestowed by Congress.
When did you first remember thinking about flying?
I don't remember. There's a time when I didn't think about it. I always wanted to fly. The reason, I guess, is I thought doing anything else women did when they got older was a pain and boring to me. I just wanted to fly.
When did you decide to learn to fly planes?
It was a time when the government started what they called a civil pilot training program. I think they were anticipating a war and wanted to have some pilots ready, at least having pilot's licenses. So the government started a civil pilot training program, and in those they taught men to fly. I believe it was Eleanor Roosevelt who popped her head in there and said, out of every 10 they taught to fly, one had to be a woman, which meant that a lot of women all over the United States learned to fly. And that's where I learned to fly, and we got our private pilot's license after that. Then I heard about the Women's Air Force pilots.
Oh, yeah, it was WASP, so Women Air Service Pilots.
Yeah. When I heard that was starting up, I really wanted to get in that. And so I signed up for it to get in. They notified me to come, and I came. The main thing I think we did do is we opened the way for women to fly in the Air Corps. Women were never allowed, were in the Air Force before. So that's the main contribution that we made,
right.
is opening a way for them.
And you felt pretty lucky that you got to fly. I know all of you, that was the highlight.
Yes.
That's the most.
We were all doing what we wanted to do. The women were, you know.
And I remember that poem you wrote about flying through the clouds.
You didn't bet I know. That's a poem, yeah. You didn't know. I'll bet that I was a king one day. I rode a throne of silver wings over mountains and fields and bay. Whole fields of wheat would bow to me as I came passing by, and nature's greens would change their hue just to please my eye. Each wisp of wind when by said hi, and each cumulus cloud just winked. The mountains did but proudly nod as I the heavens gaily trod. And great big cities waved to me from many miles away. They bid me tarry over them and spread my wings and play. Each child and each tree o'er which I'd fly was happier for my passing by, and so was I. And each steeple church o'er which I'd fly a transient service held for me. For no obdurate king was I, as plain to see in the ecstasy they saved for me, but humble under a proud earthly whim and thankful to them for letting me play king.
Well, that's beautiful. Yeah, and that's just one of the things I really admire about you, Nancy, is just watching you recite that poem. I can just see that twinkle and spark in your soul that you loved flying.
Yep. So, I was a king one day, that's right.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. And you still are today.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.